telling you, children of God.
Thank you, Lord.
God is revealing himself to you.
Jesus.
And so, Lord, we just want to thank you. And I know that you are God. And I'm praying that you would move for these children, Lord. Move for them, Lord. And all this thing that's trying to take them over, I pray against it.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we send love. We send healing. We send deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We know, we believe your word, God. It is time for us to believe what you say.
Well,
thus said the Lord.
Yes.
Because that's going to take us through. That's going to help us to stand in this generation. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, God. And we pray for everyone here today that we can get a better understanding. Lord, I thank you for this morning because I just tell you, you can be just years with, and just don't understand. But I just want to thank you for my sister. She don't know how she blessed me.
Amen.
She don't know what understanding she gave me. And I just want to thank you for it, Lord,
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I thank you for those that have given to the church in love. For the brother who's, I don't know his name. What's his name? Walter. And for Sister Gerda, and for those that have loved the church.
Yes.
Love the work of God. And believe me, we're going to do what we're supposed to do. And I think this is why the Lord is just really giving to this church. I'm telling you, he's about to just blow my mind. Just coming in the same mounts. It just blow my mind. So I just want to thank him today. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Praise God.
We don't have an order of service. We don't have an order of service. The Holy Ghost is our order. He say pray, we're going to pray.
That's right.
He
amen.
Say clap your hands, we're going to clap our hands.
That's right.
He
amen.
Say run around the church, we're going to run around the church.
Yes.
Whatever he say, long to stay in decently in order.
Right.
And so far, it's been decent and in order.
Praise God.
I just want to thank the Lord for Angela.
Yes.
She blows my mind. I mean, the song came on and she planned it. I said, good Lord. She was playing the song. Hey, Angela, you are something.
Yes.
We need to steal you, honey. You're something else.
That's right.
She's just precious. I just want to thank the Lord for her. So what if she want to play and sing? We're going to sing some songs. Okay? All right. We're going to let her. We ain't going to put her off where she got to be trying to pick it up.
Yeah.
You can tell you something. Okay. You just play and we'll sing. Whatever you want to sing. All right. A couple of hymns. That'll be wonderful. We're going to sing. Praise the Lord. took me to school this morning. I went to school twice today. I tell you, God is a wonder. Something happened to me Wednesday. We was going out to church, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and let me know some things, and I just praise him. I can't tell it all, but I praise God. So when I went to talk to my precious one back there, I know God had given me a message that we need. And I was telling Brother Mark, I said, he said, praise the Lord, it's time for transformation. I thought he said restoration. But when I looked on the paper and I wrote it down. He had me to write it down, jumped up and ran and wrote it down right quick. Praise the Lord. God, listen. The church is going to be, especially this one. Don't go there because these people are crazy. Because we getting ready to get crazy. We really are. Because people expect if it ain't going like they understand it, it have to be. If it don't go like you understand, then you don't understand. But God is revealing himself to his people. Amen. Everybody knows, you all don't know, but I'm waiting on something from God. And, If somebody say, why don't you go on and get it done? Well, I would, but you see, I heard about Peter. You brought that Friday. She's a good teacher. Oh, excellent, excellent. And there were 11 in the boat. Them the ones that, you know, but he got out. I've always wanted to get out the boat. And I heard that Peter got out the boat. Yeah, but he sunk. Yeah, but he walked too. You read of anybody else walking on the water? And when he walked to Jesus, I heard Jesus, when he looked and he sunk. And then Jesus said, listen, O ye of little faith. Come on, Jesus, the man done got out the boat and walked. So what I'm looking for, then I said, okay, Lord, because I'm afraid that he's going to say, Celeste, O ye of little faith. That's why I do it. It is not because I'm trying to be different from nobody else. I ain't trying to do nothing. She knows what I'm looking for. I'm not coming against anybody. It's my walk with God. I've got to know this man called Jesus. Amen. I got to know it. And I thought this morning, as the testimonies went through, I thought, wow, we may need just testify this morning. Tell about Jesus and tell what he's done. It helps people when a person has gone through something, they tell you and you can see it, that helps you. Now, this testimony, didn't it bless you? Sure it did. Praise the Lord. Let me tell y'all something. I know we done got self-sufficient, independent. You done got too independent. You got to start depending back on God. Amen. Just get crazy. People look at you. Yesterday we had, wasn't it wonderful yesterday, sister? Oh, it was wonderful. So one of my precious sisters came to me, and she just got what they say I need to be done. Oh, Sister Davis, it don't hurt. Just go ahead and get it done. But listen, Prev, I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm not doing it because do anybody understand where I'm coming from? Come on now. And I'm not doing it for that. And I thought to myself, here is a Christian that's in the boat. They did great things for God, and I don't believe, but God gave Peter the keys. Peter, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. This is my preamble. This is my preamble. Amen. And so I just want to hear him say, well done. And I want the saints to know he'll do what he say. He's a miracle worker. Signs, wonders, and miracles. That was for the apostles. Oh, no. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. If you don't believe that, you ain't going to make it this time. Because it's crazy out there. Y'all see how crazy people getting? Because they're trying to do their own thing. Amen. So I called Al the other day. I didn't tell Daddy. I called Al. He saw what I suffered, but I didn't tell him. I called Al. I said, you want to hear something? Because he crazes me. So he calls crazy people. Like people, you know. I ain't saying y'all ain't crazy either, but you know what I'm saying. But I say, Al, you want to hear something? Let me bless you today. He said, yeah, Pastor. Yeah. I was cooking soup. And when the soup boiled and got done, I can't see too well, so I was ladling it over into a cup that didn't have a handle on it. And I dropped the cup, and all that hot boiling soup hit this Wednesday. This happened Wednesday. Say Wednesday. Hit here and hit all across the hand. I said, oh, God. Oh, Lord. So I got an ALO plant in my, you know, because I'm burning. My burners up. But I went and I got the ALO plant and spread it and put it all over my hands and put soda in. That thing hurt me so bad. I said, would you please? It just hurt me so bad. And so Gwen, I called Gwen. I said, Gwen, what do you do when you burn yourself? I've had bad burns a couple of times in my life. And I'm putting it down in cold water. That thing hurt me. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that thing hurt me. 4 o'clock, it hurt. It was still hurting. Let me tell you now, we have service on Wednesday, and Wednesday night we have prayer meeting. I went to prayer meeting that morning. I went back home to cook, and that's when it happened. When this happened, it got in my mind. I went to bed. It was time for me to come to prayer meeting to Wednesday night. I put my clothes off and went to bed. And my daughter called me. She said, Mama, you coming to church? I said, oh, it's Wednesday night. This time, man, it hurt me. It's Wednesday night. I said, Bridget, I did something. And she said, oh, Mama, just stay on in the bed. Oh, Mama, goodness, how you do? Just stay on in the bed. Just stay on in the bed, which I did. I said, Lord, he hears you. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy. When I rose Thursday, wasn't nothing on my finger. Nothing. Not a pain. We are a crazy church here. And I want us to get crazier. Because Jesus Christ, if you, listen, you can't think he did that. Maybe you don't believe he died on the cross either. Huh? You believe that? Well, if you believe that, you can believe anything. Come on now. Come on. You believe you're going to heaven. You believe you're going to be resurrected. If you can believe you're going to be resurrected, then you ought to believe that he can do anything. He can do anything. 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 Praise the, he's a good God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. These are my daughters, my granddaughters, which I see. See there? I see better out of these. You know, I can see. Because if I don't have this on, I don't know who's back there. And I don't hardly know who's back there either. Well, so Wednesday I went shopping and I put my glasses on. I said, Lord, I got to drive this car. I'm gonna listen to you. Look, don't think I'm crazy. I said, Lord, I'm not going to get this car. You tell me nothing. And I went to Walmart, and I've had the glasses on and everything, and I'm not used to wearing glasses. I'm up in my 70s. I ain't used to wearing no glasses. So anyway, I went to Walmart, and then when I came home, I don't know what I was doing. I lost them. These. I lost my glasses. Believe if you want to. I'm going to tell you anyway. There's a reason I'm saying this. Believe it. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him for the things you don't think he can do. Believe him. Just ask him. So I lost my glasses. I tore that house up. I even looked in the refrigerator. I went down to the freezer where I thought I was. I said, maybe I left them in there. I looked, I told Dad, I looked everywhere for these glasses. And my son from Virginia had come to visit me. He was there. So we was in the room, in the sewing room. I'm looking all on the table, moving things around. Because I don't have nothing on there but a few scissors. And then some buttons. And I'm looking around. I just looked, I looked, I looked, I looked, I looked, I looked. Believe, children of God. God telling you this for a reason. You're gonna need some believing in God. You keep living, you're gonna need some miracles from God. Thursday came, Friday came, Saturday came, Sunday came. Wednesday came again. Now I gotta go drive this car. I gotta go. I need them. So I went into the room with Daddy's shirt to do something for Daddy. And I said, Lord, now listen, I don't know where this came from. I don't pray to angels. I do not. Peter, I don't pray to angels because there's no scriptures tell me to pray to angels. I don't know where it came from. I said, Lord, let your angel bring me my glasses. And when I went to put the thing on, they set my glasses. I looked at them and I shouted. And I said, God, thank you. I don't know. What kind of who the God you know? I don't know if you believe it doesn't, you know, but all things are possible. Leonard, all things are possible. I pray for me and you because all things are possible. And God has been showing me, hold on to what I'm telling you. I know this miracle that you after seemed impossible, but I gave you your glasses. I gave you your finger. I'm going to give you what you're asking for. Hold on. You come back next year, you may can't get in here, girl, because I'm going to be tearing it down, girl. Okay. So he said to me, transformation. I'm going to turn to Romans. Father, I want to thank you. Will you stand just a moment, please? Father, I thank you. Where's my paper, Al, that was here? No, it's a paper I had to. Father, I want to thank you, first of all, that you're real, you're holy, you're wonderful, and all things are possible, Lord, with you. I give you praise and I give you glory this morning. I pray this message, Lord, that it would bless your people. Help us to believe you, Lord. Help us to believe you, Lord. It wasn't just for the apostles. It wasn't for the people back there. It's for us today. We have a new and a better covenant you told us back over there. You brought us out of Egypt, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you gave us a better covenant, a new covenant. Help us to believe your covenant. Help us to believe in you, Jesus. Because all things are possible to them that believe. Children of God, hallelujah. Turn around and say, I believe. Help by my unbelief. I believe. All things are possible. So the Lord told me that he's getting ready to give us a transformation. Now, transformation, Bell, sir. Did you need something? Okay, he gonna get transformers. Then he reminded me that the transformers out there on my post out there, you got a transformer out in your house too that takes the electric and puts it in your house and you turn the light. Now, if you can believe that, why can't you believe God? You know, I don't understand people. You know, God moves every day and give you a miracle that you don't understand. How the sun rise? Well, but who did that? And this, who did that? It's got to be somebody behind what's done. So Paul talks to the Roman church. He said, I beseech you, therefore, to Romans 12 and 1. I want to ask you this, too. How can we prove what's good from God if we don't believe in him? We won't know what's acceptable, and we won't know the will of God if we don't believe in him. When he told the apostles to go, he wasn't just talking to them. He's talking to us, too. You know what I'm saying? And people that believe that he said go, you go. I'm going to tell you something else. Now, this is recent. I really believe people in over there is praying. You know, I believe somebody praying. That's why God is moving. And that, you know, that hit the Florida coastline and all going up there. I believe somebody praying. I do. Because, you know, we ain't that good. I just believe God. And God, there again, God is so good. God loves us. You know, God said God loves us. And we something else, but God love us. And I'm not saying we ain't going to get it. Now go, we going to get it. You know, when it's his time, but it looked like he looked down on us and he has pity upon us. So Paul said in this writing, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. But then he goes on, I really what he said that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So he didn't say, he said, present your body. You got to present your mind. He ain't gonna make you. He ain't gonna, you know, it's up to us. It's up to you to believe. Other people, well, that's a little far fetched. It's up to you. Up to me to believe. It's up to us. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God is getting ready to renew our minds. The only thing we need is a renewing of our minds. So we can think like God. So we can think that what everything is possible with God. To every man, he said, renew our minds. I will say, where am I at? I'm missing out. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. This is how we're going to prove it when he renews our minds and transforms our minds. And transform me to take something that's there and make something else out of it. And that's what God is doing to his people that will let him. Everybody don't want to be transformed. People just want to just live the way they live and do what they want to do. And just so, you know, hey, praise the Lord. But I believe there are some people that want to be transformed. I believe it's people that want to do, they see people dancing. You don't know what to do to help people. Well, you know, they did some. No, people need help. People on your neighborhood, my neighborhood, everyone, they need help. But he said, hallelujah, Jesus, our minds have to be transformed. And let me tell you, you can't worry about what nobody think about you. That's the first thing you got to get rid of, is what folk think. Woo, pee-pee. You got to be, because people going to think you crazy. I'm talking about saints, people that love God, people that speak in tongues. Instead of them saying, I'm going to pray for you, you crazy woman. I read it that he did something. Maybe he will do it. I'm going to pray for you. They look at me like poor thing. Like little puppy dogs, you know, like poor little thing. Poor little simple Sister Davis. Amen. But I said, I told her, I said, when this happened, I'm going to give you the first. I'm going to call you first. I'm going to call you first. Well, okay. It ain't going to happen. No, man. And see, I put God on the spot there. I said, you see now, Lord? You told me what to do. You told me to wait. Now you got to do something. So my daughter called me this morning. She going through something with her baby. Her baby was born with something. But you know what? People are sick. They need help. We still got a God that hears us. Well, we living in a world, they tell me this, we living in a world what the world we living in. You know, that it ain't the world we, you know, we living in a world that's changing and you know, you're old and blah, 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 but I can't find it in the word. I can't find that in the word. I can't. I can't find where God didn't help his people. So now if he didn't want us, why did he tell apostles to go out and heal the sick then? You know, why did Jesus come and heal everybody? Why did he do that? Now, there was some he didn't heal. Don't get me wrong now. There was some he didn't. I'm thinking I'm preaching to people who believe in Jesus. Let me get that straight. Y'all believe in Jesus? Because if you don't, I'm just. When Jesus came, he hallelujah, he healed everybody. He went into town. Am I telling the truth? He went into town. You ain't none of Jesus. Yeah, but he told us to be like him. We can't be better than him, but we can be like him in this present world. And if this present world need Jesus, they don't need you to talk about a Sunday school thing. They're tired of it. They want to see a real God. They want to see, you talking about that? Well, they read the Bible and say, I don't see none of that. I go to church, I don't see none of that. So, you know, you go to church, God just took me a different way, like this brother. He was in Pentecost. So he believing for his ear because he was in Pentecost. He believed it. He believed that God is going to do something for him. And so he comes and listen to the word, and this is his faith to be built because he believed it. I had a lady in our church. She was an old lady. This is when God moved, and he's moving again. She came up to me. She said, Sister Davis, you want to see teeth that have been filled by God? You want to see? And she was speaking in tongues. So we speak in tongues, by the way. And she opened her mouth, and it was the most beautiful gold I'd ever seen. It wasn't nothing man put in there. But people used to get the teeth pulled and everything like that. God wants to be our God. It's not the point he's trying to. He wants to be your God. He wants you, when you call him, he want to answer you. You can prove that, sister girl. You believe in peace. You gave us a song. In his presence, there is peace. In his presence, there is joy. And he gave you what you believe. That's why he gave you, because you believe it. You believe that we've been together for years, but he gave you a peace that I have not seen in many people. But he gave it to you. You have to linger in his presence. He gave it to her, and he want to give it to you. You're going to go through something. You're going to need God. You know, you might have some money in the bank, but hey, they ain't going to help you when you go through some things. Hallelujah. So he said, be not conformed, but be renewed in your minds. Children of God, let the Lord renew our minds. I was telling them, listen, it's something I cannot do. Nobody can do it. Like, you know, my sister, like I said, nobody can talk to you and say, I know what you feel. No, I don't. If you go through something, Peter, I've never been through, I don't know how to do with you. I may say, oh, Peter, I understand. No, I don't. I want to understand. I would love to understand to help you. But it's nothing like God. Tell it to Jesus. He will do. I mean, he's doing now for those people in Florida. No, nobody deserves what he's doing. We got our minds. And he goes, oh, my God. And I said, Lord, you know, to restore us, we need to get some rest. We just run. We just rip. Lord, can't nobody hardly do nothing because our minds are too tied up. You don't rest on Sunday. You don't rest on Monday. Somebody said, the Sabbath is for, well, yeah, but what day do you take? I'm talking to somebody. You don't even rest on that day. He didn't say rest now and do something else. He said rest. This is what the Lord been telling me. You either rest or you going to pay. So our minds being renewed, we're going to learn what he's saying is true. We're going to learn that we need to rest. We're going to learn it. And the Lord knows I'm really trying, because my mind just be going. I be thinking about the saints. I be thinking about who's sick. So I'm up at night. So I try to. Yesterday I got a little rest. I was up this morning, and then I be up this morning. Hey, God, I don't care. I was up. I supposed to get up at 5:30. I'm up. If I went to bed at 12, that's just my poor thing, because he sure wakes me up. Because that thing, that clock done got in there, it wakes me up. I don't. He maybe let me sleep a half an hour later, but I'm up. I told you to go to bed. He said he gives his beloved rest. We got to get rest. Number one. When he renew our minds, we got to have some priorities. When our minds are renewed. Most people don't have priorities. They just don't have it. You know, they just can't put things And that's most of us. We just put things. But you know how busy you've been? We've been the busiest in these centers than anybody been. Than our mothers and those before us. And they had more to do than we do. My mama had to, not my mother, but my grandmother and all those that when I was in the South, they had to make a fire to cook. Who don't know? Y'all don't know about that. We had to put wood in the stove to cook. A cook stove. Now you're going, boop. And all this thing is done for us. It's made us busier. All these buttons you push and all this, making a fool out of us. That's what they're doing. They're making us busier and we tired. And it's the truth. People are tired. You ain't got to, you don't have to go and make the fire. Get Ernest to do the wood and you put it up in the fire. You know, you don't have to do that. No, you just go and just, and some of these stoves be so technical you can't even use them. Ding. To do that, I put to push that. Jack is brought our mother-in-law stove, he did. So we was over there, I said, how you get this oven on? I'm reading. I didn't even know how to do it. It's so technical. But it saves a lot of time. Well, it saves time. Time for you to do other stuff to get your mind all twisted all up. It's a trick of the devil when you can't keep your priorities right. And that's why you can't think. That's why we can't think. Because we too busy. Well, you say amen, because I know it's the truth. I be around a lot of folk. You know, you're just too busy. So he said he's going to restore our minds. He's going to transform us. He said, and don't be conformed to this world. That's the way the world do. We don't want to sell things like the world sells them. We want to do what God telling us to do. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our minds have to be renewed. Amen. And then Clay, when we get old, we can't do nothing no way. But we worked so hard when we were young, you know, do, until when we get old, we almost get sick because we can't do what we used to do when we were younger. But we didn't learn how to rest when we were younger. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is the message he gave me for this church. We got to be transformed. We got to be transformed. Like that transformer out there. We got to be transformed, changed. We got to be changed. We got to think. And only God can do that. I said, only God. You can't do it if you because you are you and you ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it for me. I got to pray and ask God, Lord, help me. Help me to transfer. Help me, Lord. Renew my mind, Lord. Let me renew my mind. Renew my mind, Lord. So you don't want to read the word. You better get in that word and read it. That will renew your mind. Get in the word. Get in the word. Read the word. That renews your mind. Amen. So you'll think like the word say think. You'll think like he says think. You know, you ask the average Christian, it's really sad. But Jewish people, they had the word up here, up there. Y'all seen the phylacteries they wear up on the head? They put them on the head. That's the word of God. And they put the word of God on the head. And they got this thing that wrap around there. Doubt if they know what's in it now, but it's important. Say important. That we know, hallelujah, what God is saying. It's important, children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let's read the next. Read the next verse for me. Well. Now, listen. Everybody is not going to receive this like everybody else. But I pray that the Lord will let somebody receive something. I do. Hallelujah. We can't comply with the rules and standards of the earth and the world and whatever's going on. And don't be worried about the election. That's worrying people have said. That's worrying people. The people that's Republicans don't know whether they could vote for this. And the people that's Democrats don't know. This ain't nothing but worry of mine. Worry of mine. I'm going to ask the Lord, you let your will be done. Whatever happens up there, let your will be done. I want you to know that God want to conform us. He want us to be like him. He want us to think like him. He want us to do like him. He want us to act like him. He want us to reason like him. He is here to help us. To help us. And God will take care of you. I'm telling you, God will take care of you. If you, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you got to do is do his thing, and he's sure enough going to do what he said he's going to do. If you plan to go to school, love, this child here, I don't know if you're already in college, or I know your son is. Praise the Lord. We work to get our kids in school and everything. Because that's the way it is. That's the way, you know, well, I have to pay. God will make a way. It was a young man that we knew that his mama didn't have the money to take him to school. You ain't going to believe this, but however, tell it anyway. He worked in school. He just got a real good reputation in the school he was in and from his leaders and his people. So somebody, his mama crazy like me. She said, go on up to school. God knows I done did my best. Go on up there and sign in. He got up. He said, my name is John Baker. They said, oh, okay, I see you didn't sign you in. Your classroom is such and such a thing. See, people don't believe stuff like that. You better believe something. You better believe some crazy stuff because I'm telling you, children of God, please just believe God. Believe God. Dad, when she stood up and said $500, I'm a fool, you know, sister. She had $500. We poor. We ain't had nothing. $500. We thought we were rich if we had $500. I mean, we thought we were really rich, but we lived in the South. And I remember my little young husband, Dad, he was sitting there. It was a Christmas came. We didn't have nothing. In my day, you did not go out the house until 6 weeks when you had a baby. You did not go anywhere. No, you couldn't go. They talk about you like a dog. They see you out there under 6 weeks. So I had Bridget, the one that stood up and told about the rings. And I said, my mother-in-law, who knew we didn't have nothing, she came and said, so let's come on and cook for me. I said, dear, you know I can't go. She said, girl, put your boots on and cover up yourself really good. Cover up yourself, because she knew. She didn't say, you know, come on, we didn't have nothing to eat. And so she covered us up. So I went on over and I cooked. The mailman came. Daddy went to the mailbox. I don't know how to tell it. It's been so long. He picked the check up. I picked him up. It was a check. I learned early that he was my God. I learned it really early. We were young. We married at 17 and 18. Don't you do that, girl. We married really young. Didn't have nothing. I remember, and when he got through picking them checks up, it was like three checks somebody had forgot to pay us about something. But God supplied our need. I didn't need $300. God gave us what we needed. Many times, God has given us what we needed. What we didn't have. I know when Daddy built the house, he don't want to tell, but he built a 5-bedroom house. I'm so proud of him. He built a house for his children. He had 10. We built a house up on 5 acres right around here, up there. I text people to see it sometime. We sold it. If we got 5 bedrooms, we didn't need that. And I remember Daddy telling me that he needed some angle irons or something to put in. He also needed to know how to put that gable down, you know, for the roof wouldn't leak. He didn't know how. God showed him. He needed angle irons or something. He said he went on a job. And the man said, hey, Ernie, we're throwing away some of these things. Do you want them? Is that right? Is that right, Dad? We needed something. These big, you know, these great big railroad tires. Oh, I just love them. These big railroad tires, you know, that they have on the railroad, they paid him right here to tear down the old station. Paid him. And we got the railroad tires and put them up, made, and well, we needed, you know what? That's why I'm crazy. He took care of us. God took care of us. By the way, I had a wood stove, Peter. I had a wood stove. I cooked on the wood stove. Ernest said he connected it up to the, we had a furnace. And we connected up and we cooked. We thought we was the Waltons. We had a long table with long chairs on each side. The kids had a, let me see my children. Didn't y'all enjoy yourself? We had a ball. Didn't have no bedroom. Didn't have no, we know where God, what God can do. I said, we know what God can do. He'll take you through where you know what he can do. And once he do for you, you won't ever be thinking he can't do. So Moe do here, you know, we was talking, me and Jelly was talking. I said, he give you trials according to where you are. If you're in the kindergarten, you're not going to get no fifth grade trial. But every time you say, well, I want to go with God, you step up, you're going to get a step up trial. Amen. So if you're getting some hard trials, you must be good. Boy, you're doing good in school. You must have passed that other test back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You must have passed that other test back there. So don't be where you are. Don't be, you know, what I'm doing here. You're doing that because you passed back there. Now it's time for you to have another one. It's time for you to have another trial. It's time for you to know God better than you knew him back here. Amen. Let him transform our minds. Stand. Jesus, it's going to be all right, Lord. It's all right with me. And you know what I'm saying. I pray that you would bless everyone here. Conform us. Renew us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We may have to cry. We may have to say, ouch, when that transformation take place. But we want to be conformed. We want to be changed. We don't want to be not loving you like we should. We want to go on with you, Lord. We want to see people saved. We want to see people delivered. We want to be able to help our neighbors. We want to be able to go to a neighbor when she's sick and say something, and somebody that's in trouble to say something or do something that's godly. In Jesus' name, Father, I give you praise for this message. If I didn't say anything, Lord, but confirmation or transformation, I did the best. Amen. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for Angela coming to our church. She played and she played with the tape. I mean, you just know how to bless me. It don't take much. And I thank you for it. And some people don't know how to bless people. But when they take what you give them and use it for your glory, it's going to bless somebody. And so I want to for all Gerda's friends and neighbors that came, it was just a blessing. It was just wonderful. It was just wonderful. And I thank you for it, God. I know you heard our prayer this morning, my sister, my friend, and my daughter. You heard. And it's all gone. It's going to be gone. It may not go overnight, but it's going to go. It's going to go. It's got to go. Hallelujah, because you said transformation. And so, God, in Jesus' name, every hurt, transform it. Jesus, everything the enemy has tried to do to bring us down, Lord, to bring us and make us take a step back, we're going on. We're going on, God. Going on. I ask it in Jesus' name. I give you the praise and the glory for it. And everybody said, amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. I told somebody, I said, nobody knows what you go through in this place. Your eyes is the light of your body. And when they get to messing up, your whole body gets out of order. Amen. But you know what? I've been thinking about that when the Lord told me, he said, I see it all. I see you. He said, I see you. I said, Lord, I know you do, but could you kind of hurry it up a little bit? I'm just kind of. Anybody you need prayer today? I'll pray for you. Come on. You need prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My sister, this is my baby sister, just two of us. And if I say baby sister, she may knock me down. Don't be calling me no baby. But this is my sister, just me and her left. What's this, three girls? And this is Cynthia. Yes, Lord. And she's waiting on the Lord to do something for her arm.